Time now for Hidden History. I'm Brian Morris. Today I'm in Yarmouthport to check out a rather unconventional real estate listing just off Route 6A. It's called Strawberry Hill, built in 1836 as a Universalist meeting house. But what makes this property so unique is the legacy of its most recent owners, Herbert Senn and Helen Pond, both world-renowned set designers.
They're very, very well known throughout the theatrical world, both in Broadway in New York and in Boston, Houston, Texas, as far as Moscow in Russia.
That's Lee Marshalden, the real estate agent for the property. He's lived in Yarmouthport for 48 years and knew Herb and Helen well. He says they spent 40 years designing sets for the Cape Playhouse in Dennis.
And it was not uncommon for them to, when the curtain would open, they'd get a standing ovation and a tremendous applause just from the set. And of course, like the Nutcracker in Boston.
The couple bought Strawberry Hill in 1973 and used their considerable talents as set designers to transform the building's interior. Their living space was the section of the building added on in 1934 behind the main sanctuary.
They had help, of course. A lot of the crew from the Cape Playhouse would come and help them on weekends or in the off season. So they were very hands-on and did most of this work themselves.
Marshalden describes the architectural style as whimsical Gothic. Many of the walls and ceilings are painted to appear three-dimensional.
I guess the correct name for it is the French word trompe d'oeil, which is to trick the eye. And that's what that's what it does. You'd swear that it was all very intricate molding, carvings, and medallions.
In one corner, what looks like a bookcase is lined with classic volumes of literature.
You've got Abraham Lincoln up here, Giuseppe Verdi, all the operas. Here's a whole collection of Shakespeare, Henrik Ibsen.
But it's not a bookcase at all.
Here, I'll open it for you and show you the inside. So the whole front is completely faux. You know, it's a nice storage closet behind all these...
These classic volumes.
Right.
You can almost hear Herb chuckling somewhere. He also devised practical solutions for daily living, like a mechanism for cleaning out an oil lamp chandelier.
Just reach up, press this little release, and it comes right down to your level where you can add oil, clean the chimneys.
And there's actually oil in them.
Wow. Yeah, this is the real deal.
Two loft-style bedrooms, accessible by spiral staircase, overlook the living area and its two-story Gothic window.
Shall we go into the main church?
The main sanctuary was once a plain New England meeting house. Herb removed the original pews and stored them, along with their hymnals, in the attic. The room is now an open, airy space, its wood floors painted with large black and white squares that look like marble. An 1850s pipe organ, still playable, dominates one side of the room.
And that beautiful red stained glass transom over the door is from the Third Avenue elevated transit system in New York City.
The windows appear to have flowing white curtains with gold tassels, but a closer look reveals another of Herb Senn's whimsical touches.
Those are not curtains. Those are all hand-carved wood made by Herbert down in his workshop. All of the gold tassels and the gold fringe is all wood.
Herb died in 2003. Helen lived on her own here for another 14 years and passed away in 2017. Lee Marshalden says there's nothing to prevent a potential buyer from changing the interior of Strawberry Hill, but he's hopeful that whoever purchases the property respects the history of the building as well as Herb and Helen's vision.
It's just incredible, the labor of love that went into this.
For WCAI's Hidden History, I'm Brian Morris in Yarmouthport.